Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her scripture today is from the Gospel of Matthew.
You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons and daughters of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you salute only your brethren, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You, therefore, must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. A shared identity. We've heard this message throughout our lives, but how have we been able to accomplish it? How deeply have we introduced it into our relationships, especially those with whom we disagree, sometimes violently disagree? Are we able to love all people, no matter what we believe they have done or the kinds of lives they live? Unless we are perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, I don't think we can. Only God can. But isn't that Jesus' point? Not asking us to do something, but to be someone? Listen to Richard Rohr on the prayer of intimacy that brings this identity about. Quote, "This demands our ongoing transformation, our changing places, and even moving into a new identity, as Jesus shows in his great self-emptying. This was his strategy, and therefore it is ours. And it finally changes things in very creative, patient, and humble ways." Such solidarity is learned and expressed in two special places, contemplation and actions of communion with human suffering. This new identity is who we must achieve, and it comes from watching Jesus. Close quote. People tend to identify themselves in finite ways, as descriptions, what they look like, where they work, their education, talents, and all other ways of being earthly. But spiritual thinkers see us differently. One who is transcends what one does. Who I am in my central reality must be deeply related to who Jesus is in his prayer of intimacy. The philosopher Beatrice Bruteau writes that, quote, "By meditating on Jesus on the one hand, and by repeatedly asking ourselves, 'Who am I really?' on the other, we begin to renounce our sense of a particular personality, one that establishes itself by its distinction from others. We enter into Jesus' experience of himself as an instrument of God. God alone is good." Close quote. Through a growing grasp of our central reality, we somehow share God's existence and become capable of the love that Jesus speaks of. In a similar way, Ilya Delio speaks of this truth, quote, "Theology can only breathe new life if it returns to the search for the infinite within. God is not an idea to be proved or even believed, but an awareness of immediate experience. One who experiences God is changed to the core. We experience God in the overflow of our existence. To become aware of this is to experience transcendence. God is not outside us, but is the depth dimension of our very being." Close quote. We don't have to be told that the way to realize this radiant identity is the meaning of life. And we certainly know that contemplation and our communion with suffering are both life-shaping and very difficult. Yet it is in trying, often with little or no evidence of success, that our desire to share the God identity is seen by God, who grants us finally the ability to love with God's love, enemies certainly included.